YouTube announced on Wednesday the tally of dislike clicks on videos will no longer be visible to the public in order to protect creators from harassment and targeted attacks. A public count of likes or dislikes that social media posts rack up is regularly cited by critics as harmful to well-being, and Facebook as well as Instagram have allowed users to opt out. Users on the Google-owned video sharing platform will still be able to click on the dislike button below a clip, but they will no longer see the negative review count. To ensure that YouTube promotes respectful interactions between viewers and creators, we have experimented with the dislike button to see whether or not changes could help better protect our creators from harassment and reduce dislikes attacks. This is a statement that was released by YouTube, and they further continue to say that our experiment data has shown a reduction in dislike attacking behavior. Content creators who are the social media stars who draw crowds online will also be able to see the number of thumbs down icons their clips elicit. YouTube said smaller scale or new creators reported being unfairly targeted in attacks where people work to drive up the number of dislikes on videos. The changes at YouTube come as a major social network and video platforms are frequently accused by lawmakers, regulators, and watchdogs of not doing enough to fight online harassment. Facebook is also battling one of its most serious reputational crises ever that is driven by leaked internal documents showing executives knew of the potential harm of the platforms. The revelations from the leaks by former Facebook employee have put fresh impetus behind talk of regulating big tech companies. Worry about Facebook's potential harm has spilled over to other platforms, with TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube trying to convince U.S. senators in a hearing last month that they were safe for their young users. And personally, I think that this is a step in the right direction, because we already know how important for creators, especially, the work that they do is so important, and it's very crucial that they kind of get feedback, especially that is positive, but at the same time they are more likely to get bullied online. So I think it's absolutely incredible. If you notice some changes that happen with the social media networks that you use, it might be as a result of this decision by YouTube.